Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Brett just found a great video. And I didn't know this was an actual thing. Brady's getting an education in how awful people are, and I don't think he likes it. His face looks like 100%. You just like you just
face
showed,
not starting yeah, off
like
to,
you right? Like you just showed grandma that the toilet doesn't flush.
I don't like it in here anymore.
Brett found a video of a company that rents sex dolls. You heard me. Rents sex dolls, and then the guy's cleaning them afterwards.
And he shows you how to clean them.
Well, it's a tutorial on what to, how to clean them, and a lot of peroxide, some of that delousing stuff they threw on Silkwood. And a rather large douche.
Oh, yeah.
Nozzle was not little.
No.
Again, I bring it back to this. The rental sex doll market. Now, I always thought it was funny when we had Rent-A-Tire.
Yeah.
Like, we used to give Doug trouble because, like, what? Wow. You're really targeting our audience. It was rental wheels and tires. Rental sex dolls, it's $200 for the night, though. That's not bad.
Yeah, $142 for 2 hours or $217 for the night.
Where do I go for this?
It's in Calgary. Yeah.
Worth it.
I can't go to the website because our computers won't allow it, but to see which models they have available.
It's pretty interesting.
But these things cost, they're saying they're normally like $6,000. Yeah.
I've looked into it. Just to have it standing next to my Barry Wood painting.
Oh, okay.
J. Todd Himes. What's this then? It's my art corner. I have a problem. See, I would the cleaning up thing has always been the process, and that looked worse than I imagined because I just always thought throw a garden hose in it.
Oh no,
no, there's
They're
a lot.
Thorough.
There's peroxide. There's then you got to towel her down. Like there's a lot. It's like having a crippled wife who's smoking hot. You got to dump her out of that chair and hose it up.
Take the wig off first.
Yeah, you got to get her hair off. You don't want to wreck that.
They don't have a video, but they have an extensive maintenance guide on siliconewives.com.
Silicone. Well, I've told you guys about that weird silicone butt thing. And then my buddy Drew Gamboa said, don't say my name on the air, but Drew Gamboa said, I've got a fleshlight. The thing's awesome. Yeah, but the cleaning, it's so weird. But the flesh butt that I have, which is hilarious. Pretty
and
awesome.
And you just said there's no fat sex dolls? I beg to differ.
Well, that one's not fat.
Thick sex doll is what she's called.
Thick. Anyway, if you don't dry it properly, it smells like bad laundry. So that's the one thing you have to do.
There's the Cardi B one.
There's a Cardi B one, yep.
None of those are fat, Richard. I don't know what you're seeing.
No. This all I said was this one is thick.
Yeah. There's not like a market for that. That's a doll on the right there?
Yeah. Platinum blonde.
How much is she?
What's that running?
$1,799.
That's it?
That's it.
Give me your Amex.
Do they have Amazon free delivery?
They might.
I'll open that with the FedEx guy. Look what I got. You got to see this, dude.
Oh, they got it on sale, too.
With elf ears and giant can.
The market for this has it should scare women that we're getting this close.
Oh, Elsa, the flat chest.
If I walked in this room right now, I don't think I would know until like good examination that those are fake people. Those are ridiculous.
Yeah,
real.
Real, yeah.
It's almost scary how real that looks. And it's just a subtle way of guys saying I've had it. It really is.
This is the tough girl sex doll. Not exactly what I was thinking of, but okay.
I can take her.
Well, she's on sale, too.
Yep.
I like to hear that about my ladies.
She's on sale.
This one's on sale. That's a bargain right there. Oh, I like the one on the – man, what website are you on?
I told you, SiliconWives.com.
SiliconWives.com. Well, I don't want to marry her. Now she's putting all this heat on me. It's just like having a real one. I'm already getting nagged. I haven't even purchased you yet. I'm not coming unless you marry me.
What's
that?
What's on that?
That one on the right, I think, is a person. I would fool myself into believing.
Well, she's on sale.
What's she running?
$18.99.
Why is she $100 more than the last one?
More popular.
Oh,
apparently.
My goodness. Well, the cowgirl. Look at the cowgirl.
That one looks real from
that
here.
That is.
Yeah.
Wow. Well.
Okay. This one in the middle, she probably shouldn't be on this thing.
Why not? She's too small-chested for you. I like the look, subtle message, ladies. Start working on that personality.
There's Harley Quinn.
Oh, there's your mail doll.
Ew.
Keep going.
Zero, how much is that? Five.
Hunter Runja, $19.99.
He's $2,000?
Yeah.
You know who that's for. It's not for ladies.
Right.
Troy and Michael got the cards out.
Yeah, it's for the fellas that want a twink boy. I like the blue bikini. Man, they make a lot of different versions of this. I didn't realize this was as... Look at that creepy guy.
There's Maverick.
Maverick.
Rugged sex doll.
Maverick. They even put him in like kind of a dark picture, like he's standing in an alley. Sex dolls. Ladies? Once we figure out how to get servos in there without making too much noise.
Look at the nipples on that one. Viola.
You don't need to point out the features, Richard. We know where to look. Hey, guys, look at this particular. We get it. We know. That's what we see. I like the.
Jeez.
Now, those nipples you can point out. Those are udders. That's an udder. That doll has kids. The one in the orange bikini is a real person.
Brooklyn. Yep. I know.
That is frightening. These are the deep fakes. $217. It's like taking a girl to Ocean 44 with a guarantee.
Look at the Britney in the middle.
And you stuff it back in a box and mail it to Calgary. And
like you said, it's a bass guitar box.
It's a bass guitar box, yeah. Guitaro's been carrying that around all over the place.
Oh, so that's what.
That's what's in there. I don't play bass so much anymore. Man, all right. Turn it off, Richard. This is amazing.
The Christmas one there looks real, too, from here.
Yeah.
Ah. SiliconeWives.com.
Yep.
Everything you've ever wanted in a woman and more.
How many pages are there? We went through three.
There are seven
Oh, my
far.
God.
How many are you building? They're just mass producing these.
Yeah, look at this.
This is the last page, yeah.
I want to go to the factory and see these things churning out.
What's that? That's real. She's holding her boobs.
Oh,
that they've thing, got used ones I'm over there. It says all highway miles. Gently.
That's great. Gently used. You know what's really bad about that is that somewhere along the lines, if we keep this up, because of the way just it all works, these are going to be in your estate sale. You have to have a plan for in case of death, run to my house and throw that out. I wouldn't care so much, but if you were like, oh, my dad passed away, like you go home in Torb's closet and you're cleaning out his guns and his clothes. I'm going to miss his smell. I don't, what's this back here? Oh, my God. Dad had two of them. And this one hasn't been cleaned
two
in weeks.
Wow, Dad. That's what your taste is.
Who's
now,
Kara?
Huh?
That would stink so bad in 5 days in most American households.
5 days?
Yeah, because you know for a fact you'd roll over on that doll.
And fall asleep.
Do your business. Go right to sleep.
Yeah.
I'll clean it tomorrow. Yep. And then tomorrow comes and goes. She's not that bad. And then
that's what's happening.
You're like, you know what? I didn't clean it, but how bad can it be? It's a little tight. It's a little crusty. I got to get some more water in there.
She used to be so soft.
You'd go in after yourself the next
day.
It's just me. I'll do it. Then I'll clean. Then I'm going to clean it. Like 3-4 Jeez. Days go by. All right, settle down. Turn this Silicone Wives thing off. I don't know what he's doing on Silicone Wives, but look at that six-pack. They stink. They're going to smell like old laundry. It's going to look good, but it's going to smell like old laundry.
That's the next step, self-cleaning.
It'll be 2-3 years before they're moving around and be like, you know what? I don't need to hear about all I don't do around this house. This thing never says a bad thing to me.
So there are two.
So you want to live in some sort of weird fantasy where she doesn't talk to you or tell you anything?
Yeah. That's why it's called a fantasy.
So there are 210 different models on SiliconeWives.com.
Jeez.
And you've seen them. They all vary.
For $2 million, you're going to have all of them.
All of them.
Oh, man. Thanks for that, Richard. It's time now for the Brady Report. He's partially erect from dolls. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. And tomorrow at Hooters, UFC 262. Nothing says fight night like hot wings, ice cold Bud Light, and Hooters girls. Well, that's a... Nothing says fight night. Like, because it's just, you don't want to have fight night with the Hooters girls. Hot wings and Bud Light. Those are the catalysts for domestic violence. got all the parts in place. Just there's a fight on TV is what they're saying. Don't fight the Hooters girls. And did we mention there's no cover charge, Brady?
Nice.
UFC 262 tomorrow at all the Hooters here in town. Thank you, Hooters and Bud Light. Here comes your Brady report. Brady, we're late. Report it.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it. Happy National Dance Like a Chicken Day.
No.
Let's get to tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day.
That's not a thing.
National Biscuit Day. Mm-hmm.
That's a big thing.
And the Red Lobster is looking for a chief biscuit officer. You can apply online right now, and you'll win $1,000 worth of Red Lobster gift cards. You'll get a VIP status at Red Lobster. Means guaranteed Cheddar Bay biscuits with every order.
Wow. See, these are
just
the
for
types
being CBO.
Of, Brady, these yes. are the types of things you get excited about. Somebody texted in earlier yeah. during the porn talk and said, John, you relayed it wrong.
Yeah, I tried with the Traeger thing.
If
it didn't
you
work.
Relay it to him in a way that involves food, he right. can understand it. Think about all the advancements in
right.
barbecue technology.
That's exactly right.
If porn was behind him, you'd support
if
porn.
If there was as big a business behind it, you'd see that companies would start building their products better for barbecue. Yeah. I tried with the Traeger thing, and he wasn't biting. He doesn't believe it.
Got a little bit, you know. When I threw out the Instapot,
you won't say that
12-1.
Yeah,
Emerald.
Things like that. You started to name off stuff that's shown up because people like we're a fat nation who loves cooking.
We so want
they
it
saw
now.
So there's stores that yeah, faster ways to cook.
Got a couple of fun facts. Alley-oop started as a football term.
Hmm.
It was used in 1957 to describe a play where the quarterback would throw it up in the air and another player would catch it. Then basketball started using it 2 years later.
Well, they still don't use it in the WNBA, though, because it's impossible to do. The alley-oop, the WNBA alley-oop resulted in 3 deaths. That's the headline. An attempted alley-oop in the WNBA caused 3 women to die of broken necks.
Jack Nicholson was 37 when he found out the woman he thought was his sister was really his mother.
I never got over it. It was the strangest day of my life. Why was I breastfeeding on the wrong chick?
I wonder how that worked.
All right, I guess so. That's my sister. But I'm involved now, and I'm hungry. So.
The word dilemma originally meant a choice between 2 tough options. 3 options, trilemma. And 4 options, quadrilemma.
These are lemmas. This yes. is general lemmas. Yeah. So I have a dilemma.
If you have 4
problems,
if you have 4 tough options.
Okay.
Quadrilemma.
Quadrilemma. What if I got 99 problems?
Well, a bit
but yeah, a bit.
This is something that you do, but according to this new study, if you stay in bed for just 14 minutes after your alarm goes off for the first time, it throws your entire day off.
Every morning.
My alarm goes off at 3:50, and I'm sometimes out of bed at 4:40.
I said most snoozes are at 9 minutes.
Yep. So
I have 5 alarms minutes. Going at any given time. All of them are 9 minutes apart. All of them are 2 minutes off each other. So the alarm goes off at 3:50. Another one goes off at 3:57. And then my first snooze goes off at 3:59. The next one goes off 7 minutes after that. It's just a nonstop series of alarms that I lay through for a good 40 minutes.
Does Megan just want to smother you with a pillow with all the alarms going off?
She's used to it.
Oh, okay.
Oftentimes I take it out to the couch because I sleep like I'm on fire because of the pain in my shoulders.
Oh.
I flop around an awful lot.
The study also found the day when people hate waking up the most, Monday and Tuesday. Someone asked 1,200 people which animals they think they could beat in a fight, meaning unarmed, no weapons.
A fight with an animal.
Could you beat up a lion?
No.
8% said yes.
They're joking.
They're lying.
They're lying.
7% of women said yes.
They could beat up a lion.
To that one also. An elephant, 8% said yes. Gorilla, 8%.
No way.
You're pretty full of yourself if you think you could beat up.
And 17% said
any
they could beat up a chimp.
You'd get pull your face off.
We had that in this room. The ostrich.
Yeah, the ostrich. Yeah. Eric used to think you could beat up an ostrich. Like, an ostrich would crush you.
Crocodile, 9% said yes.
You couldn't land a punch.
That's just crikey. That's Steve Irwin.
But first off, it has to know it's fighting. Second, the second you punch it, it's threatened.
Yeah, exactly.
How about an eagle?
No.
Have you seen an eagle?
30% said yes from an aerial attack.
No way. You see that thing coming at you with an 8-foot wingspan?
The question was, an eagle attacks you.
Oh, no way.
From the air. And 30% said, yeah, I could beat it up.
You could punch it away from you. Have you ever had a hummingbird come close to you?
Yeah.
You'd lose to a hummingbird. Good luck. If a hummingbird got murderous, you'd lose to a hummingbird.
It lit on my hand.
If it was going for your ear.
Because you cover yourself in sugar and stand outside.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Were you covered in sugar?
Shocking.
Was your hand covered in sugar?
I had a little sugar
on there. Yeah. So you were trying to make
it. I was friends.
It didn't let on your hand because it wanted to. You were a food source.
There's the grizzly bear. 6% said yes.
Dumb. We saw that video yesterday. Yeah. Couple of good takes on the silicone.
How about a goose? 61% said no problem.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
John, how far away do you think we are from the Wives of Silicon Valley TV show?
I'd watch. I'd watch those incels.
It's just silent.
This one's
they're out to dinner.
Yeah, perfect. It's how most marriages are. Just a quiet lady and a guy talking.
And then again, wives.
The sounds would be.
Okay. You took it too far.
And then this one's.
You would lose to a goose. I'm getting back to Brady. I'm done with you.
This one's specifically for you.
Lose to a goose. All right, go ahead.
It says, John, this one's for you. So you gave the prices.
Yeah.
So it's even the female sex dolls make only 70 cents on the dollar compared to the men.
It's the man. He was more.
He was 2,000. He was more.
Right. He's even more valuable.
I've got some science news.
Uh-huh. Mother.
Oh, we were on it for a couple weeks.
Unbelievable.
Do you believe you could beat up a wild animal at any of them? A coyote?
Beat up?
You would beat up it in a fight.
Beaten up, but
you think you would win in a fight? A coyote that's mad
beating
at
it
you.
Up.
You think a coyote that's mad at you, you could beat up? Zero.
I'm going to take some
chance.
Hits on it.
You're going to lose that fight.
I'll choke it out.
No, you will.
It'll
not.
Tap out with.
Have you ever
paws.
Had a dog mad at you?
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, really stay mad. Away from that dog.
Yeah. The toughest one I had to pull two big.
Those are your dogs.
German shepherds.
Oh, that was different.
My neighbor, and they had a cat cornered, and it was. And that
they're
cat
not
didn't
happy.
Make it.
And if it wanted
to
turn
pull
on
it
you,
out, they. Oh, if it sunk in,
yeah, you're done.
You know, they're,
that Doberman got
on.
Mad at me.
Even the cat pulling the cat off. Was
I got out of my car once to try to help a dog that was in the street, and he turned and growled and made two steps towards me. I'm like, my reaction was to go, "All right, boy, let's do this." I wasn't going to fight him. He was going to kill me.
I got to have a foreign object in my hand.
Yeah, you're not fist fighting a coyote. Coyote will beat you. Every time. A wild animal that's survival skills are death or not.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the same mentality as you wrestling a wild dog. You would lose to a coyote every time.
That's why most of the time we respect each other and go our own way.
That's right.
Like do you?
Across a coyote,
you've got an understanding?
It takes off that way. I go my way. Good day to you, sir.
That's right. You both have an agreement.
We will not battle today.
Right. And you won't ever because you would lose. It wouldn't be much of a battle.
I've got some science news.
Not today, death.
Hello, my friends. Professor Brady Bogan here with your science news.
Brady's in a hurry, I know.
Well, you told me.
No, I said we're late. That doesn't mean we still got till 10.
The Smithsonian announced that an X-Wing spaceship from Star Wars is going to be on display sometime next year. Another study found that cats love squares.
Yeah, they do.
If you've ever done it before, most people that have a cat have put a box down there, and it doesn't even have to be 3D. You can tape a square on the floor.
They'll get in it.
Climb in it.
The creepiest thing.
Really?
You put a shoebox anywhere. Like, I got my new, since I'm on this new Black Guy collection of shoes.
Yep.
And they'll open it. They know. Like, the shoebox was partially closed. Elgato came up this morning. I was putting my shoes on. The box was still there. Flips it open and hops in and looks at me like, boxes. Like, I know you love them. And they'll just sit there for no reason. Tape a square on a kitchen floor.
It's hilarious.
There'll be a cat in it within 10 minutes. They just love squares. Wow.
They love Amazon.
It is really odd.
Amazon
oh, the boxes?
Boom.
You go on vacation, put your suitcase on the thing, they're in it.
And then you can close it up like Mittens doesn't care. Close it up, seal it.
They don't. They want in the box. Weird little alien creatures, cats.
And that's the only shape that they found. It was the square.
They won't climb in any other bordered thing.
Yeah. Researchers in the UK say a massive drawing of a naked man was carved into the side of a hill centuries ago. they thought was about 400 years ago. The guy's 180 feet tall. He's got a huge erection. And looks like he's carrying a club. He's got two clubs. Ha ha. No. But now they're saying it could be 700 years off. It could be 1,100 years old. It's in the town of Cerne Abbas in the UK. There it is.
Wow. Heck of a dome on this guy. It looks pretty new.
It does. I think it's held up well. Here. I mean, they might have put some paint on it over the years, or it's a white. You know, there is, I think, either limestone.
That looks like the gingerbread man with a heart on. And he's wearing a mask, Brady. I don't know that that's real.
That's real, John.
He's got a surgical mask on.
Come on.
Pretty sure that's not real.
Oh, that is?
Why is he wearing a surgical mask, Brady?
Yeah, that's not real.
Come on.
Real. Deal with it.
Wow.
You really don't believe that's real?
No, he's wearing a mask.
He's wearing a COVID mask.
They drew a COVID mask on it.
No, that's his mouth that they're filling in with.
Brady.
Who's filling it in, Brady? The scientists are not going to go, let's draw on this thing we just
pull
found.
Pull up more images on it.
Yeah. Scientists don't find hieroglyphics and go, you know what, this is missing. They study it.
Yeah, I don't think Indiana Jones showed up in the
They don't retrace it. They don't do anything. They take samples of it and say
Pull up the Cerne Abbas.
Yeah, that's a brand new drawing.
Because that's in the hillside.
Of?
And that's a black and white picture you're seeing there.
Right, but I mean, it's glowing in the black
grass.
And white.
It's a grass hillside. But
and they mowed it, and this is still there.
Well, they maintain the it's been there for almost 1,100 years.
I'm calling shenanigans on that.
It's not brand new. They didn't unearth it. It's been around. They thought it was about 400 years old, but they're more research on it and dating it. I think it might be 1,100 years old.
I hate to do this to you, Brady.
Uh-oh.
No mask on this one.
They added a mask.
That's an animation, too.
So the white,
that's not even a real picture.
The white is highlighted. Is what you're saying is they've mowed it in and they've
So wait a minute. You think this picture that we printed out is not animation?
Here's what it is. It's that they've been mowing this into the grass for years, right? And so they keep doing it. And now they've made
it
white.
How long has this figure been
So they
around?
May have added the mask. So it's not that big a deal. But it goes back to my theory that porn's driven everything for years because there's no reason to have that big dick live on for 1,200 years.
And they don't cover that up in England. That's your science news!
Yeah, no mask on this one.
Yeah, they're messing around with the mask thing. So they play with it.
Yeah.
It's not that important to them. It's just something they found carved in, and they're like, let's keep carving it. There's no historic significance outside of the giant peepee.
Yeah.
The only reason there's interest is because they drew a dude with a heart on.
They could have been working on the mouth, too, at that time. It could have been a tent over the mouth.
Great.
Stop it.
Why do you do this?
Brett's reaction to this. It is so much in the word sheesh when you're talking to another guy. This guy's an idiot. I mean, it says so much with just sheesh. If you were trying to tell people like your story, like I was born in this sheesh. Just you don't want to hear my story? No, please, by all means, I want to hear more of what you're saying. That is so dismissive.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Never take the garbage out and you were...
Sheesh.
Oh, I see.
What? All I said was one word.
Archie. I get it.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Sheesh.
At a Meijer's grocery store, we had a little fight between a couple of ladies.
Yeah.
One of the ladies picked up a 10-pound tube of... I said that it's your science news.
Oh, I missed that part. I'm sorry. We're busy making fun of you. There's your Ohio State song.
Yeah. Yes.
The fight threw down. The cat fight went on in the Meijer grocery store, and the one lady grabbed a 10-pound tube of sausage and swung it at the other lady.
Hit her in the face with some meat.
Yeah.
Fight at the...
It was not Bob Evans sausage. It was protected.
It's Ohio State sausage fights. I've seen the ladies of Ohio. They very rarely abuse food, at least with other people. They abuse it on themselves. Large group. It's a large group, the Midwest. Biggins.
And Alabama. That's
your... Did you see that they had they stopped the Ohio State cheerleading squad will no longer lift the girl cheerleaders? Did you see that?
I did not.
Yeah. Too many guys had died trying. So they're going to stop it. The practice is now over.
Lost their hands.
Oh, yeah, that was happening a lot. But then they just came sliding down the pole and crushed their necks.
An Alabama woman named Iconic Face was found guilty this week, two counts of armed robbery, after holding up a Mississippi bank 2 years ago, a crime she committed to fund her plastic surgery. There's a mugshot of Iconic Face.
Whoa.
The surgery did not go as...
It's like boxers in the post-fight interview.
It does, yeah.
Is she darker, or is that my imagination?
It's just yes.
Bad. She darkened up, too. Wow. She looks swollen. That's the end result, is the puffiness? Yeah. They did a story last night on Channel 3 about fillers and ladies who were doing them, and like if you don't go to a good doctor, he hits a blood vessel, they're like, this will happen. And this lady's face looked like those muffins at the biscuits at Red Lobster. Like, it just lumps shot out of her head. I was a model, and I wanted some fillers. And now she's got Chesapeake Bay biscuits all over her face.
I don't know. I don't think any surgery is going to help that.
Brett was disturbed by
she
the
She better knock over Fort Knox to finance that one. Look at that. No way.
He hates before pictures more than the, just like the poor woman's face was crushed.
Keep going.
Yeah, you're not done yet. Still an upgrade to whatever the hell was going on before.
Oh.
Pig. Sheesh.
Sheesh.
I want Brett to have a dating website called Sheesh.
We just need, that's the simplest t-shirt we need for Brett.
Sheesh.
Sheesh.
He's had it with you. That is the single most dismissive sound I've ever heard. Especially because it was right when Brady was defending himself and he quieted it quickly.
Sheesh, he won't quit.
A 30-year-old man in India, in Adajan, India, was at a lady's apartment. She's married. Her husband wasn't there, but they were getting it on.
Oh, boy.
Husband comes home a little early. He panics. Jumps up out of bed, decides to go off the balcony. It's three stories up.
Oh, boy.
Figured he could fly, make it, but the problem is he landed on his head.
Oh,
he dove. Feet first, first time, man.
And died.
Oh, yeah. Three-story headshots are rarely.
Depends on how much mud and poop and stuff
that's
is on
true. It is
indeed. Cushion the fall.
Hopefully we're landing in a massive pile of human feces known as the grounds of India.
Well, don't jump out a three-story window. Yeah. Fight the guy. At the very least, have the courage to fight the man.
The boss of an adult entertainment company, Erica Lust, she owns Erica Lust Films, offers her employees, they get a half-hour daily masturbation break.
The ladies do?
All 37, everybody does. All 36 members.
Of the, but it's a strip club.
It's a film company.
Oh.
Erica Lust Films.
And so they get 30 minutes to go pleasure themselves.
Yep. If that's what they want to do during the 30 minutes, there's your whack break.
Isn't that their job?
Yeah.
Isn't there, aren't they like doing sex at work? No,
some people actually,
hold like the cameraman
camera
and, you know,
the key director. I guess that makes sense. I'd need a 30-minute tug break if I was sitting there watching all that all day long. If I got... You know, Lana Rhodes bouncing all over some guy, and I'm holding a microphone for it for like 20 minutes. I'm like, we take a quick break. I got something brewing.
A clinical sexologist says that masturbation has been shown to not only make you happier, but more relaxed and more focused.
So true.
Maybe more businesses will start offering that to employees.
I hadn't thought of it. I mean, I've never once thought of the cameraman or their needs at the workplace. Of course they would. They could take a 30-minute jerk break. Everybody get back in here. You can go to Wendy's if you want to, but I highly recommend you go drain the snake.
Let's get to some radio videos. I got one Wild America, or actually it's a Wild World.
Let's you don't go have back to that. Sure we do. You started it.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan. This is your Wild, Wild World radio video. It's a male lion sneaking up on the lioness as she's sleeping.
He's raping.
Does it just like, and wakes her up.
With the wang.
Napping on the road.
Is this one of John's night rapes?
Yeah, it's the night rapes. It's the phantom in the wild.
He doesn't,
he doesn't
get as far as you do, though.
but car starting didn't wake her. Kissed her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in a fight. Every relationship's felt this pain. Guy like tries that. To come to bed and he's told, no, you're couching.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa.
She didn't like that butt play.
No.
We have some.
Wow. That's no way to talk to the king of the jungle. Jesus Christ, bra burning lions. Know your place, girl lion.
Got some biggins going down steps. It's more or less a bowling alley.
Oh, this is a good one. I saw this yesterday. Big fat lady falling down some apartment stairs. He's cackling.
You got to see the extended cut because it takes a village to get her up.
Oh, yeah. No, she's 400 pounds if she's a pound. She shouldn't be living on the second floor. And she takes out another biggin, by the way. That's not an easy drop. Oh.
I don't know if I can share
this one. Didn't pick up the spare.
Yeah, the only victim in this is the handrail at that apartment complex. That thing. Look at when the two bigs hit the rail at the bottom. Look at how far it jars the entire rail all the way to the bottom of the next floor.
The ripple of solid apartments.
I love the sound effects,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, the bowling alley thing is pretty solid. Big girl's tumbling downstairs should be it. Oh, why is she running or isn't she just lost her
balance? She lost her balance.
And he's...
Oof.
Is he holding a gun? What is...
Yes, Brady.
Yes, Brady. It's a video of black people. Of course, one of them has a gun.
No, but what's in his hand?
It's a weapon. Or her. It's a gun, and then, of course, yes, those
should
have
been a harpoon.
His cell phone.
See, this is where the police run into trouble.
I'm sorry.
Just a cell phone. Could be a burrito.
He would have seen it if it was a burrito.
And he had a giant planet for a girlfriend that might have rolled me.
If that doesn't encapsulate the last year, yeah, I don't know what does.
I believe the Negro in the video is holding a weapon.
No, he's not. It's a phone.
Well, could have been.
You never know.
It's a video of a black group of people, and Brady looks for guns. Meanwhile, 400-pound planet rolls over another 400-pound planet.
I'm looking for weapons. I don't trust it. Does he have a gun?
I'm sorry. That might that's a she, I think, too.
Somebody must have yelled that there was a sale at churches, and that's why she went crazy at the top of the steps.
What'd she roll over? Did someone say?
Man.
We covered it. We're good. Don't worry. Don't go too far. I already knocked her out of the yard. The church's joke knocked it. You don't need to double up. Church's joke was a base clearer. We don't need a second one.
Is that a gun? That video smells like coconut. Bonnie, what are the cherry lipsticks?
Man, Toledo's chalked on this one.
They love it. Then you saw a gun.
I'm asking. Look at that.
Well, I'm sorry, Brady.
What's so wild about that?
What's wild about it is for the last few years, the whole nation has rioted over the idea that it's like he was just holding a phone.
That looked like a gun to me in that hand.
It's just...
I'm wrong. Sorry.
It's you ironic. It's an all-black video, and you not even focused. You looked at the other guy.
He's got a weapon.
You want to go out and
I've
race to settle
like
this?
I've seen it like 10 times. I never noticed that.
You want to go out and race to settle this?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know about that video.
Parkour video.
He's got a guy watch basketball game.
You're
last
not
night.
Watching, John.
He's got a gun.
It. I've seen this. Let's do it for Brett's reaction only. Guy, two stories up. Planking between two posts.
What a moron.
And he's going to try to parkour his way down two full stories of a brick wall. Oh, he's not tall.
Oh,
enough.
Oh, the legs.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
His knees are in his chin.
Looks like he got shot by the guy
next
from the last video.
He's got a gun in his hand.
The guy in the last video shot that white climber. What's this world coming to?
All right. I have
made
one.
It if it wasn't for that guy.
Hang on. Toledo has one.
Oh, what do we got?
Sorry, Brady.
You are grouchy over your racism. What's this? Oh, the whole kitchen fell on a girl. What did they do there? All right, hold on.
Open the oven drawer.
The oven fell on her.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I don't know. Nobody knows what they're
trying
to do.
All right, so it's a sorority house.
Yeah.
One girl's holding onto the oven, and the other one tries to lift her. The oven door opens, the whole oven falls on her head.
And then she's somehow trapped underneath the cooktop.
Well, of course she is. I still don't understand the objective.
I think she was trying to lift her up, and the other one was using the door as like
leverage, the
leverage, and it came down because, you know, oven doors open.
And, yes, yeah, that tends to be the purpose that they have.
They should know that.
Yeah, those women should know that. This new generation.
There I go again. So let me get this right, because I see that that's a black girl they're trying to lift. So the maid was not behaving.
How
they shoved her in the oven?
That?
I don't. They put the maid in the oven, the white girls?
Generation knows nothing about kitchens.
I don't understand why the lady from the syrup bottle was abused by the oven. What did I see there?
That's poor parenting.
Anyway. So the four kids from Facts of Life tried to kill one of the members of Good Times? What am I watching?
Did he have a gun? It's just funny because it is, Freddie. Don't fight it. It's just funny because it is. It's like saying if you saw a video of Chinese people falling downstairs,
that guy's holding chopsticks.
It's just something that...
He broke his camera.
I mean, it is hard to believe that somebody in that video didn't have a gun. I mean, I'm with you on that part. Brady watched the Source Awards. We just watched somebody roll down the stairs. Ah, what color is the sky in your world, Brady? White. There goes your Brady Report, brought to you by Hooters and Bud Light. It's 98.
98. Station identification.
KUPD, Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.